This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S.-led evacuation of Americans, at-risk Afghans, and others from Kabul has accelerated, but President Joe Biden is not ruling out extending it beyond the August 31st deadline he set prior to the Taliban's stunning takeover of the country. Speaking at the White House over the weekend, Biden said no Afghans are being flown directly to the United States without prior screening. A White House official says over the 24-hour period that ended early morning Monday, 28 U.S. military flights evacuated more than 10,000 people from Kabul. In addition, 61 coalition aircraft evacuated nearly 6,000 people from Afghanistan. Since August 14th, the U.S. has directly evacuated or facilitated the evacuation of approximately 37,000 people. Britain is urging the United States to extend its effort in Kabul past the August 31st deadline, but it concedes that if the U.S. ignores the request, an international airlift of people fleeing the Taliban takeover will end within days. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he will press President Joe Biden for an extension at an emergency summit of Group of Seven leaders on Tuesday. Britain's Defense Secretary Ben Wallace has appeared to rule out a long U.S. extension, but said, quote, if their timetable extends even by a day or two, that will give us a day or two more to evacuate people. Biden has not ruled out extending the airlift, but says he hopes it won't be necessary. Western security forces exchanged shots with unidentified gunmen Monday at Kabul airport. German military officials say one Afghan was killed and three others were injured in a dawn firefight that erupted between Afghan guards and unknown assailants. The German army says in a statement, it claimed its troops and American troops participated in further exchange of fire. This is VOA News. British soldiers in scarlet tunics and bearskin hats paraded outside Buckingham Palace on Monday as the Changing the Guard ceremony resumed after a pandemic-induced 18-month gap. The tourist-pleasing spectacle was halted in March 2020 as Britain went into lockdown to stem the spread of coronavirus. On Monday, soldiers marched from their London barracks to the home of Queen Elizabeth II to mount the guard as scores of spectators watched and took photos. A military band played tunes saluting British success at the Tokyo Olympics. Soldiers have maintained sentry duty outside royal residence during the pandemic, but the ceremonial changeover was not held. Vietnam's largest metropolis, Ho Chi Minh City, went into a tightened lockdown Monday to battle its worst outbreak of the coronavirus pandemic, just a day ahead of the arrival of U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on a state visit. City authorities say they have mobilized police and army troops to enforce the lockdown and to deliver food as well as necessities to each household. Under the strict measures imposed for at least 2 weeks, people in so-called high-risk districts are not allowed to leave their homes. Vietnam managed to keep the infection rate relatively low until April this year. Last year it was praised for keeping the virus under control, an accomplishment generally attributed to the discipline of being a single-party communist state with tight control levels. But with the spread of the Delta variant of the virus, the country is experiencing its worst outbreak by far, with more than half of the country's 98 million population under lockdown orders. Officials said Monday Egypt closed its main border crossing port with the Gaza Strip amid tensions with the territory's militant Hamas rulers. It's the first time the crossing was shuttered during a workday since earlier this year. Egyptian authorities had even kept it open during the 11-day war between Israel and Hamas in May. According to the Egyptian officials, the closure was connected to Cairo's efforts to broker a long-term ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Violence erupted on Saturday during a protest organized by Hamas to draw attention to the Israeli-Egyptian blockade of the territory. Scores of Palestinians approached the border fence with Israel, with one of them shooting and wounding an Israeli soldier. At least 24 Palestinians were wounded by Israeli gunfire, two critically. And four Eastern EU members on Monday urged the United Nations to take action against Belarus for encouraging migrants to cross illegally into the European Union, calling it a so-called hybrid attack on the bloc. The prime ministers of Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Poland in a joint statement said the influx of migrants had been, quote, planned and systemically organized by the regime of Alexander Lukashenko. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.